I have to ask everyone, do me a favor, remind me, since we sang that song, I was thinking, that's the perfect song I want before my sermon Sunday morning. I got to tell Brother Tom, because Matt's not going to be here. So everyone's responsible to help me remember to tell Brother Tom, I'd like that song, please, before lesson Sunday. Just a couple thoughts here, really from the book of Hebrews. You know, I thought something very interesting. You know, one of the themes that we see throughout the Bible, you know, consider how many stories have to do with water, the ocean, the sea, and boats, and, you know, you go all the way back to Noah, of course, all the way up to Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And what's very interesting, when he says he's ready for his departure, that word departure in the original language is a naval term. And it's almost the idea of releasing an anchor or like a boat on a dock, you know, loosing the lines. That's what that word means. And so I was thinking about that word and how that's, you know, kind of a theme throughout Scripture. And here in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, right, uses the same analogy in a couple different places in this letter. And first of all, he wants the reader, you and I, to be aware of the urgent warning of the danger of drifting away in chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, basically. And so the issue is, if you go back to chapter 1, verses 1 through 4-ish, this book is written to Christians who it seems like they think there's a better way other than Jesus. Right? They've got another plan, that, you know, and mainly Christians from a Jewish background maybe thought, going back to Judaism, so of course the writer here, which I think is Paul, but thinks that, or warning them, you got to be careful. Right? There's not a better way than Jesus, and that's what the book's all about. But he's going to use that term several different times about drifting away, and the idea of drifting away also, especially there in Hebrews 2, verses 1 and 2, it's almost the idea of slowly. Like if you picture a glass lake, you got a little boat on the dock and you untie it, it's not going to just go away fast, it's going to creep away. So that's the idea there. And so you get to chapter 6, right? He reveals that, you know, Jesus is the anchor for our spiritual lives, basically. And I find that just a very interesting way throughout this book, right? The anchor that's steadfast and sure, you know, even when the storms rage, if you will. And so I just want you to think about that today. Think about where you're at and be honest in that. Have you been drifting away? It's very easy. Right? Is there something just getting a little bit more of your attention? Right? Where you know, your priorities are just, you know, they're just starting to go that way and you're drifting away. And if that's the case, you need to come back to Jesus and allow him to be your anchor. Right? Both sure and steadfast. If you're here this evening and you are subject to the gospel invitation, we'd love to take care of that right now. And don't worry, that Bible class is about to start. We don't care. We'd rather you obey the gospel. I ever want to be overjoyed for you to obey the gospel. We'll stop everything. So if you're here and you've never been immersed into Christ for the right reasons, that's the encouragement for you today. Right, if you believe that Jesus is who he says he is, John 8:24, you're willing to repent of your sins, right? Repent, you're going to change the way you think. You're willing to confess Jesus before men, Romans 10:9-10, and you're willing to reenact his death, burial, and resurrection in water, baptism, that's immersion. If you haven't done that, we need to talk about that. We need to examine that. If you understand that and you're ready, let's take care of that this evening. If you have done that and you've fallen away, you've drifted away, and you realize that you've separated yourself from God, you're ready to come home, or you just need to bring something before the church, I don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.